Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:25 British Summer Time. Today is September 15th. Well, it's been a year since Lehman went bust, and we are approaching the, I suppose, the 1 year anniversary of some rather chunky declines last year. And stock markets are shaking it off rather well. We've had a great deal of commentary, particularly in the last week, about this subject, but we haven't had any massive move in the stock market to indicate that there's any high degree of anxiety relating to this anniversary, at least not yet. What we do have is the fact that central bankers all over the world are falling over themselves trying to push money into the global economy and reassure investors, and particularly those with a high degree of leverage at this stage, that they are willing to leave the stimulus in place for a longer period of time, and that while they are starting to talk about the various different strategies that they will employ to withdraw the stimulus, that they're not going to do that anytime soon. So we are at a rather interesting juncture because stock markets today, the majority of them finished up on the day. In China, the market was up a bit. Most of Asia was relatively unchanged. A couple of indices in the plus column, some in the minus column, nothing very spectacular. And we continue to see that increasing numbers of stock markets are pushing to incremental new highs. In Europe, the majority of indices finished up on the day, and we saw, for example, that the Russian index pushed onwards to a new recovery high in here today. And we continue to see that a number of those European indices are doing something similar. So they're pushing upwards to these new incremental highs within a well-developed uptrend, which has been in place now for the better part of 6 months. And some of the leaders, particularly those focused on the fuller money themes in Asia and developing or commodity producing Latin America, have been doing even better than that and bottomed back in October, the majority of them at least. On Wall Street today, we're seeing the Dow Jones up 83, which is just less than 1%, and it's also pushing upwards to another new incremental high, and the S&P is pushing away from this 1,000-point level, having completed its base. But this isn't the kind of activity that is setting the world alight. And there was that news today that retail sales were stronger today than for at any time in the last 3 years. And you have Ben Bernanke coming out and saying that he thinks that the recession has probably ended. And people are starting to look around and they're looking for yield because interest rates remain very low, and because the quality of growth that's starting to return is quite low and is driven almost entirely by stimulus, and the economic activity, particularly in the USA, in the UK, and in many parts of Europe, is being driven more by the remarkably loose conditions that we have at the moment, rather than any sustainable type of activity that could push us back to the kind of growth that we saw prior to the crisis. What remains much more likely is that the recession probably has bottomed, but that the type of growth that we're going to see going forward will be slower on a trend basis than we saw prior to the crisis, particularly in the USA and probably the UK as well. In Europe, they had slow growth to begin with, and countries like Germany and France, which are pulling out of the recession, are outperforming on the basis that they had a shallower pullback than the USA and the UK. But I don't think we can expect that they're going to have front-running rates of growth on a global basis going forward. They're much more likely to get back to the low growth type of situation they had before the crisis. What we see in other markets today is that commodities were really quite firm today, right across the board. And that was at least in part due to the weakness of the dollar. And now the dollar started out quite strong today, but gave up its advance all the way through, and particularly when that retail sales figure was released, it pulled back on the day and is closing out the day mostly down, with it being weaker against the euro, 55 ticks weaker against the euro. The pound was an exception, and it was weaker against the dollar. That is at least in part due to speculation. I think someone at the Bank of England said something about following a Swedish line and perhaps opening the door to negative deposit rates in the UK in order to stimulate the economy in that way and force the or encourage the banks at least to start lending again. And the what we continue to see is that the begging bowl currencies are at a greater disadvantage than the economies of or the currencies of countries that have been less affected by the credit crisis. And those are primarily focused in Asia and in Latin America. And when we look at trade-weighted indices such as the Latin American Dollar Index or the Asian Dollar Index, we continue to see that there is really quite bullish activity going on there. Of course, in this type of environment, there is no country wants a strong currency. But with the yield differential or the interest rate differentials that you have today between some of the worst affected and least affected countries, then there is significant room for a positive carry to be found between those two sectors. And with the amount of liquidity that is flowing around the world at the moment, then there is ample opportunity to leverage up on that basis, and that is certainly helping to support stock markets practically on a universal basis. And we're also seeing some of that money flowing into the commodity sector. And with the dollar weaker in here today, pretty much every commodity was stronger, with particularly in the soft commodities sector. Soybeans are finishing up the day up 51 points, and corn was almost limit up. It was up 28 and three quarters, and I think the limit for the day is 30 cents. So that was a powerful upward dynamic, both of them coming from the lower side of their ranges, and soybeans has now held this incremental progression of higher lows over the last year, and this was a powerful return of demand, which suggests that the grains are going to push upwards, probably on a rangy type of basis, and test some overhead trading. Oil also pushed back above the $70 level, and that has also held its progression of higher lows over the last 2 months, and looks increasingly likely that we are going to see oil pushing upwards to new recovery highs at some point in the relatively near future, because it really would have to take out this progression of higher lows, and there's no evidence that it's about to do that anytime soon. Natural gas continues to bounce from the $250 level. Now it's off its highs in here today. It's up on the day, but 25, almost 25 cents off its highs. Gold also tested the 992 level in here today on the future, but closed out the day well up and back above the 1,000 level at 1,008 on the October future. And that's really quite positive action. Silver was up over 40 cents, and platinum was up $9, so continues to hold this impressive boost back above the $1,300 level. So we continue to see that these commodities are finding strength and finding support when we see dollar weakness, and they're moving up faster than the dollar is falling. So we're seeing increased money chasing these commodities higher. And I should move back to the soft commodity sector. The coffee market had a remarkably big move in Arabica on Friday, and the Robusta contract is testing the progression of lower highs. Sugar continues to hold most of its gains, although that really has had an awfully large move already. In the cocoa market, it's pushing upwards to test the highs from last year, and really does have quite a bullish pattern in there as well. Tin has just moved into a very large backwardation, and They've also raised the deposit for lending, which would suggest that there is a shortage in the front month or on the spot market. And tin has been more or less ranging for much of the last 3 months in building a first step above the base, but that is potentially game-changing type of activity in the short term for that metal. And today was a relatively firm day for just about all of the industrial metals. Nickel began to find support in the region of the $16,000 level, and copper has held its progression of higher lows within the range below the $3 level. Zinc is back within the range, having been unable to sustain its upward break. So, and I think lead was also a bit firmer in here today. So we continue to see that the leverage type trade that is finding funding in US dollars or in a host of other very low interest rate countries is pumping up stock markets, pumping up commodity markets just about all over the world. Today was a relatively weak day for the government bond market, and US Treasuries were down by almost a full point, down 25 ticks on the close, down around 119. There's an interesting overlay that I saw today, and I'll post it tomorrow, of the ECRI leading indicator overlaid with the US Treasuries, and that is interesting in the fact that it shows there is potential for interest rates to, or for yields to push that bit higher over the medium term. And with the amount of money that is being printed by central banks all over the world, but particularly in the USA, and the potential that we have bottomed in this recession, but the continued need for them to hold that stimulus in the market, that would lead people to start to question the integrity of these fiat currencies. That's a bull case for the gold market in the short to medium term, but could also help to force the hand of central banks if we continue to see that these commodities are pushing higher and potentially causing an inflationary type problem in the medium term. With that thought, I think I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.